Hi, this is Tony Favorite from Thurmont, Maryland. It's time to rise and shine with the Morning News Express on 930 WFMD.
622 at WFMD. It's the Morning News Express, 301-694-9363, 301-694-WFMD. Sheriff Chuck Jenkins in the studio with us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Bob.
Let's talk. I got a ton of stuff I want to get to with you, but one of the biggest reasons why you're in here today is the 287G program, which Frederick County is part of. So I know there are people who probably are listening to this program, maybe for the first time, that have no idea what the 287G program is. So in a nutshell, can you tell us what the 287G program is?
Okay, it's a delegation of authority program which allows us to partner with ICE to enforce immigration laws. Under federal authority, people who are trained to enforce the laws to do the work of an ICE agent.
And ICE is?
Immigration and Customs Enforcement.
All right. So are we the only city in, and I say for it's county, I hate to say city, but county, are we the only county in Maryland using the 287G program?
For many years we were, but right now Second County, Harford County is online. They've been online for about a year, and Anne Arundel County is looking to get online.
Is this something that have they come to you and have you been part of a conversation with these counties
for both and their counties, sheriffs? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So now what we see is effort by the ACLU to they're going to have like a little rally and opposition to the 287G program. So this is just a rally. They're not suing for this yet, or is this just you think the first step?
Correct. No, they're not suing. What's going to happen tomorrow night, Bob? We are going to present a public meeting, which we do every year. Under the provision of the program, we are obligated to present a public meeting on the 287G program, present to the public the benefits, what it does, what it doesn't do, statistics, how many people were placed into the program, what types of crimes were placed into the program. So it's a public informational meeting, which we are required to do every year, which we've done. And the ACLU has said they're going to show up and protest.
One of the things, and I think a lot of people believe when it comes to the ICE program or the 287G program, is that this is just a way for you to, for any law enforcement office to round up illegals and just harass them and driving while brown or whatever. And there are very strict regulations when it comes to the 287G program, correct?
There are. Everything that we do is within the confines of the jail. We do nothing on the street. There's no enforcement on the street. There's no inquiries into immigration status on the street. Everything is after you are physically arrested.
Okay. I also saw there's an email going around, and I don't know if you saw this. This is from the Republican Club of Frederick County that said, urgent, we need you to come out to Winchester Hall Wednesday night at 7 p.m. to support you, the Sheriff Chuck Jenkins, in the 287G program. Bring your signs and voice your support. And then it says, Jan Gardner, Jessica Fitzwater, and Senator Ron Young have called in the ACLU to protest the 287G program this Wednesday during your meeting. Have you heard anything that this was all done, that Jan Gardner, Ron Young, and Jessica Fitzwater had something to do with this?
I have not. The only thing that I've heard, we've heard for months that the ACLU is coming to town. We've heard for months they're going to be here, not to expect problems, but to expect protest, peaceful protest. Expect a packed meeting room in opposition. So I don't know that anybody called the ACLU. I just think the ACLU has targeted Frederick County because this is what we do. We do it well. They don't like it, obviously. I also know that I think there's a group, Safe Haven Frederick.
Okay.
Probably will be there. I think there's some other people who are local, your local usual characters who are opposed to the program will be there, but I don't know that there's anybody politically that's called anybody in to show up.
Okay. So, had you heard, I mean,
no.
Because you're an elected official, but as county executive, does Jan Gardner have the ability to fire you?
Hell no.
Okay. I just want to make sure
no.
that she's not your boss. But she does have control. But she does have control over your budget.
She controls my budget. Yes, she does.
Okay, so
yes,
she can make your life miserable.
Well, she hasn't done that. Through the budget, she's been very fair in funding her agency. I have no complaints about the funding levels. No.
Okay. Yeah. Is the 287G, and I know that I don't want you to go through all your numbers because that's what the meeting for is right. for tomorrow night, but has the 287G program been a successful program in Frederick County?
In my view, yes, because the types of criminals that we have been that we have placed into the program have been removed from the streets, removed from Frederick County. The criminals that we have not allowed back onto the streets through the program, plus the fact we've never had a complaint of profiling, discrimination, harassment, or anything. It's been a model, truly a model program.
Sheriff Chuck Jenkins in the studio with us. We'll have more with him coming up on the Morning News Express. And give him, I got a couple other questions for him about some other subjects, and we'll talk more about the 287G program all coming up on the Morning News Express.
It's Frederick's Morning Mayor, Bob Miller, on the WFMD Morning News Express from Frederick's News Radio 930, WFMD.
In the studio with us is the Sheriff, Chuck Jenkins, Sheriff of Frederick County. On the Morning News Express, 301-694-9363, 301-694, if you, WFMD, if you'd like to be part of the program. So I was maybe under the wrong assumption that the ACLU was coming in here and then maybe going to try to fight you on the on this program and then bring lawsuits and stuff like that. And then my question would be, if they were to ever do that, is that something that you would fight?
Absolutely.
And how would you pay for something like
well,
that?
Well, I think there are enough organizations out there who support what we're doing who would provide legal support.
Okay.
I feel pretty sure about that.
So tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, right?
Right, correct.
It the first thing on the docket, so to speak?
Well, there's no. We are the docket.
Okay.
This presentation is entirely about the 287 program. This meeting is the sheriff's meeting to host this.
Okay. Yeah. So the council will be there, the county council?
No, no county council.
So this is just you?
There's going to be the sheriff's office, which will be myself, my major who runs the program. There will be officials from ICE in Washington and ICE in Baltimore.
Okay. This is not at the LEC. This is at Winchester Hall.
Correct.
Okay. And when I say the LEC, I hate to say that, but I just learned that from Diane. It's a law enforcement center.
That's correct.
It's called the LEC. All right. Let's change topics here real quick, and unless I'm leaving anything out.
No, we're good. You covered it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure that if you are in favor of this, I would suggest that you come out.
Let me say this, and let's go back over the course of the years. I can tell you many hundreds of people who have come up to me in Lowe's hardware, you know, in Lowe's store, in the Weiss markets, at the ball games, on the streets, and who support this program, who have said, Sheriff, this is a great thing you're doing out there in Frederick County. We support it. Show up tomorrow night. Express your views.
Right. Make sure you get on the list to speak instead of just shouting it out in the audience.
Correct, yeah.
Obviously, we want everybody to be respectful while they're there of everybody's opinions.
Of course,
you don't have to agree.
Republicans are hard working. They'll be out working tomorrow afternoon.
Let's talk a little bit about the heroin problem in Frederick County, Frederick City, Frederick County. I had the mayor in here yesterday, and just the problems that are going on down at Molnix Park and the things that he's dealing with there. And countywide, this is, I mean, statewide, nationwide, heroin is a huge issue.
Tremendous, tremendously huge issue. It's our biggest problem right now in Frederick County.
Now, the other thing that happened here just recently was another rash of spice deaths and overdoses that I've heard about. Have you heard anything about those?
What we're seeing statewide are synthetic opioids, which are mixed or blended with the heroin, which are causing deadly cocktails, and then people are dying. Yeah. It's really bad.
What can you do as law enforcement, and what are you doing, and who do you work with to try to curb this trend? I'd love for you to eliminate it, but I don't think that's going to happen.
We can't. Listen, there's no stopping this train right now. It's a tremendous problem across the country. Law enforcement, I do believe, is doing everything we can from the enforcement side. A lot of different things going on the streets as far as trafficking investigations, interdiction operations, things like that. So we are doing, at the law enforcement level, everything we can do. We're working with federal agencies, the DEA, Homeland Security investigations. Every federal agency out there is working with local law enforcement. We're also working with the health department to get information out to the public, to make the public aware. I know here in Frederick County, I have hosted dozens upon dozens of public meetings. Anytime I can get a venue, an organization to bring us in and do a presentation to a group and make that group aware of the problem, families, friends, and just get the message out how bad this problem really is. So that's what we're doing, and I think that's what will make the biggest difference in the end.
We'll talk more with the sheriff coming up on the Morning News Express, Free Talk 930 WFMD. Let's get a look at your 930 WFMD traffic for Mid-Maryland commuters. Katie Ryan has all the details for you this morning. It's the Morning News Express at WFMD. Did you, Woodchuck, do you remember him?
I do.
He was a guy who used to live in Frederick
Indeed
County.
Indeed, I do.
You know, we don't really care about him anymore. But he's down there in Florida who wanted to know if you, apparently the sheriff down in that area is making some news. I don't know if you heard about him or not. So just making some news saying that it's, you know, I think what he said, something about guns and being able to take care of yourself. And he said that Florida sheriff on terrorism, he said this is war. So
I would agree.
Yeah.
I would agree.
Back to drugs here real quick and the heroin issue. You were mentioning about doing everything you possibly can. Have you been in touch, or do you have somebody, because I'm sure it's not necessarily you, in touch with Dr. Alban and trying to get into schools at a younger age in elementary schools to talk about drugs and drug prevention, or is there other organizations that are doing that?
No, I'll tell you, the last conversation I had with Dr. Alban was probably goes back a couple of years, maybe 2 years, maybe a little longer, about coming into the schools and presenting more information to students. And the argument always is we don't have the curriculum time. Okay, don't have the class time. Well, I would tell you this. I don't need curriculum time. Give me an assembly.
Yeah.
Okay, that's all I need. 90 minutes in the gym, pack everybody into the gym, the entire school. Let us get the message out. For whatever reason, that proposal was not very well received. Also suggested last year, let us come in, either myself or someone else, come into the in-service programs, the in-service training programs for teachers, support staff, bus drivers. Let us do a presentation at their in-service training over the summer. Again, not very well received. So I don't know why.
That's interesting. I also saw that somebody called up earlier and said, hey, that might be them right there. And you know what? We'll find out. We'll take this call coming up. But that said that, and I don't know if you'll know about this either, that Frederick High, the rumor was, and this gentleman said that he had heard that the first floor was run by one gang and the second floor was run by another gang, and there was nothing that the sheriff's department could do about it. And I said, well, there is no law against being in a gang, correct?
Correct. There is no law against simply being a gang member, yeah.
Yeah, but you can't, if there was something illegal.
If a crime is committed, something illegal going on, we can address that, yes. Absolutely right.
How many gangs are there in Frederick County, do you know of?
Off the top of my head, I would say there are probably 30 couple odd different gangs.
But how many of them are really dangerous?
Potentially every single one of them. Sure.
Okay.
Sure. Because gangs are criminal enterprises at whatever level.
And are we talking really young kids? Or are we talking, people my age?
I would say from one spectrum, from one end to the other. From probably middle school is a little young. Probably I would say junior high to high school up to adult, sure.
Let's take this phone call. I don't know if it has anything to do with you, but this is what, you know, okay. We're the poor end of the spectrum.
Throw the fastball, Bob.
You can hit the fastball. WFMD, good morning. You're live on air. Who's this, please?
Good morning, Mr. Buck.
It's the woodchuck.
It's the woodchucker.
Sheriff Chuck, how you doing, my brother?
Good. Long time no see.
Hey, I tell you what, you guys got to make the ride. I'm down here in beautiful Palm Bay, Florida. My sheriff, Ivy, he is unbelievable, man. I'm telling you. I mean, I thought you were the greatest.
I'm not anymore. Right, what's up with that?
Hey, this guy's right there with you. I'm telling you, he's wonderful.
Well, what's he doing, Woodchuck?
Well, you know, he just put out, if you watch that video I sent you, what he's doing, I'm inviting him down to my American Legion to speak to us because most of us have concealed carry. But he's telling you to arm yourselves. He tells the truth, just like Sheriff Chuck has always said. Hey, you call 911, by the time we get there, it's over. You better be able to protect yourself. But he just instructs you. He said, if you don't have if you don't carry your gun with you, if it's in your truck or nearby, it's not going to do you any good. He's saying, pack.
Hey, Woodchuck, I hear that it's a lot easier to get a carry permit in Florida. Is that correct?
Hey, I did mine. It was nothing to it. I went down to the city police department, got fingerprinted, and within 2 weeks, my license came back to me through the mail.
As it should be.
Yeah.
I bought me a brand new Smith & Wesson 40 because, you know, that old hog leg, I got that 44 mag with an 8-inch barrel. You can't try to hide that in your pants easy.
Yeah. Thank you, Woodchuck.
Take care.
Hey, listen, tell everybody I said hi, and guess what? I get the Blaine Young visit on the 24th, baby.
Well, you might want to tell him to, you know, put some streaks and tips in that hair or something like that. Thank you.
Hey, my boy is off the chart. He's living large.
He is off the chart, that's for sure. All right, buddy, see ya. It's the Morning News Express. Okay, so I want to go back to reality. Your deputies recently, and within the last year or two, I think, have been trained to be able to give the Narcan.
Correct.
How many instances have your deputies had to use the Narcan? Do you know that?
I can tell you this. We have saved 72 lives since late 2014 with using Narcan.
Wow.
I think we've lost 6 over that course of time that we administered to, but we couldn't save them. So we have 72 saves.
That's great.
That's tremendous.
Now, is that a program that came from the federal government? Is that grant money? Who pays for the Narcan? And how long does that Narcan last? I mean, if you buy it in 2014.
There's a shelf life of 1 year. If we don't use that dose in 1 year, we have to replace it.
Okay.
I even carry the Narcan.
Okay.
So, it's a program that was rolled out, again, back probably around 2014, maybe a little earlier than that in some parts of the country. But it kind of caught on in various law enforcement agencies and EMS organizations throughout the country started using it. It was made available to us through the health department. We had to take the training through the health department. We were issued the Narcan through the health department. But the replacement dosages, we had funding through Homeland Security Investigations.
Okay.
It's about $32 a dose.
All right. So all your deputies use that now?
Every single one carries and is trained.
I think there was at one point when it first came around, we were kind of concerned about exactly if everybody wanted to use it and the liability in case somebody did use the Narcan and something happened. And
there's no contraindicators. I mean, it does no harm in using it.
Okay.
It basically jumpstarts a respiratory system.
Okay. All right. Leaving anything out, what else we got to talk about?
Everything's good in the county, Bob, really. Other than the drug problem, the heroin problem, things are going extremely well. The deputies are doing a great job out there enforcing traffic laws, criminal laws. Things are really good.
The budget with the Executive Gardner, did you get more money for your men and women in the force?
I have good levels of funding. We're staying very, very good shape. Good shape. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to hand the county back a large amount of money July 1. So.
All right. So everybody's got the right equipment, bulletproof vest. They got the latest equipment.
We've got the latest, greatest equipment. We've got a great fleet of vehicles. We have adequate staffing. We're in good shape.
All right. There you go. Thank you. The Sheriff Chuck Jenkins on the Morning News Express on WFMD.